Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. The Grow Show is brought to you by Marty Grinder's Grow Group, where we specialize in teaching landscaping companies how to clarify their platform, grow their people, build their processes, and realize profits. Everything we teach is grounded in real experience. Our team is actively involved in the day-to-day operations of Southwest Ohio's Grinder Landscaping Company. New episodes of The Grow Show are released weekly on Wednesdays. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Now, here's your host, Marty Grinder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the case may be. This is Marty Grinder from Grinder Landscaping Company and The Grow Group with another impactful episode of The Grow Show powered by Steel. This week, we're going to be talking about the Landscape Pros Playbook, a very exciting time, somewhat of a big dream I've had for a while, and it's getting done. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since the team and staff at Landscape Management Magazine. Folks, I'm partial. After being a longtime columnist for this magazine and after just working very intimately with their staff to complete the Landscape Pros Playbook, what we're going to talk about today on The Grow Show powered by Steel, I got to see in working with those folks firsthand the depth and the talent that Landscape Magazine has in writers, graphic artists, organizers, planners, marketers. They're fabulous folks. If you don't subscribe to Landscape Management Magazine, you need to do so. It's free. All right. If you're a landscaper, you got to be getting this publication. So get it. So to Scott Hollister, Todd McCloskey, and the whole team at Landscape Magazine that we work, Management Magazine that we worked with on this, you rock. And I appreciate you and I love you all. Now on to this week's edition of The Grow Show powered by Steel. So the Landscape Pros Playbook has been something I've been dreaming of doing for about 8 years now. When I got started in my business and I was 19 years old, I'm a freshman sophomore down at the University of Dayton, Ohio. I'm down in my dorm room. All my mail, I ran my business out of my parents' house and all my mail went to their house. And I would literally, I knew when this newsletter, and I can't remember the name of it. It was produced by a landscaper that mailed these all across the country. And it was a newsletter, about 8 pages. It was in paper. And I would rip it out of the envelope, couldn't wait to get it, would run to the mailbox and start reading it while I was walking up the driveway. And what it was in essence, what we've put together in this Landscape Pros Playbook that we're going to put up on the screen right now for you to see. In essence, that's what it was. It was the Landscape Pros Playbook is a little bit more because we've advanced more in printing and publications and knowledge and everything else. But it gave a 19-year-old owner of a landscaping company that really wanted to be something, it gave me a lot of direction. That told me when to buy fertilizers. It told me when to apply certain fertilizers. It told me when to be ready for this, when to plow for snow, when you should be pruning. How do you sell pruning? How do you sell spring cleanups? How do you sell maintenance packages? How do you sell a landscape package? There was just constant calendar to tell you what to do and all these ideas and suggestions. And I just thought the thing was tremendous. I was going to the University of Dayton to learn business, and they did a pretty good job teaching me that. But what I've learned about landscaping and the operations of a landscaping company, I've learned on my own. I've learned from reading this newsletter I mentioned. I've learned from Landscape Management Magazine. I've learned from Elevate. We put on our own event, Grow. I learned at my own event. So this is really an exciting time that this is coming to real here, and it's going to be produced. It's going to be shrink-wrapped in the November issue of Landscape Management Magazine. So if you're listening to this, you may already have it, or it's on the way to you. I think you're going to be really impressed with what we put together. So today on The Grow Show powered by Steel, I wanted to touch a couple of the tips. In case you see it and you're like, I don't know if I should read that or what is that, I want you to grab it. All right, it's on a heavy stock, so you can keep it in your truck. You can keep it in your backpack, keep it on your desk. I think it's going to make an impact in your business. I really do. So I wanted to talk about two of the many tips that are in it. So number one, training, have a plan. The first tip I want to share with you. You know, training is an important part of success. We often say here at The Grow Group, training is an investment, not an expense. And there's training done well, and there's training done poorly. And what we focus on in here in the Landscape Pros Playbook is training done well. And so when you're thinking about training done well, I think it has to start with, well, what are we going to train on? Well, at The Grow Group, we tell you that you should look at what issues did you encounter this past year? When did you see them? Where did somebody get hurt? Where did we have a callback on a plant or a paver or a maintenance call? Where did we not deliver that could have negatively affected the business? When did we see this kind of stuff happening? You know, your calendar for your training. I don't think it makes sense to be training on snow removal in May. All right. It makes sense to be training on snow removal in October, November, and then probably again in December, January, and February. So there's the when part. Did we see a client complaint repeatedly? Was communication an issue? If communication was an issue and you run Aspire, why aren't you using Aspire to help you communicate? Maybe you need to get somebody in this winter to help you with that. What are the issues present in the organization and how can we solve them with training? I see too many companies, quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, that just go through the motions with training. You got to think again, what were the issues? When did they happen? When did a client get upset? You should be tracking that stuff. And then what pain points could we avoid if we were proactive? You know, I always tell people you're going to be far better off to be in the fire prevention department than the firefighting department, right? What pain points could we avoid if we were proactive? Think about all the things you could do better if you were proactive in your efforts. We mentioned this a minute ago, but did we see any team member injuries or workers' comp claims we can avoid? Is it time maybe to bring OSHA in? They will come in and have them tell you where they see some things you need to work on. You won't get fined for it if you bring them in. So training, that's one of the things we go in depth here in the Landscape Pros Playbook. Think through it. Where did you have issues? How can we get better? Talk to your team. Get fluid with that. Think it through and be smart about your training. Then the second tip I want to share with you today on the Grow Show Powered by Steel is a rhetorical question that I love to ask audiences that I'm working with or in our peer groups talking about them. Would you want to work for you? And I got to be candid with you. I'm 57 years old. When I was 30, would I have wanted to work for me? No. I'm being honest with you. That was 27 years ago. I was a bit of a tyrant. I was kind of cocky. I thought I was smarter than I was. Now, if you would have really talked to Marty, just, you know, between me and you and Marty, Marty would have told you he knew he wasn't smart. He knew he was overbearing. He knew he was a little bit difficult to work with, okay, because Marty was insecure. Marty didn't have all the answers. But a lot of times when you run a company, you take on this persona that you have to fake it till you make it. And I think that can be a problem as well. So I think it's very important that we often think, would I want to work for me? Would you want to work for you? So when we're talking first and foremost, I think we got to talk about compensation. And I think any person in the green industry that says pay doesn't matter, you're out of touch with life, folks. I think the world, according to Marty, WAM, I think until an employee is making $95,000 a year, I think pay is very, very important. I don't see how families that want to send a kid to college, get a house, get another car, put some money away for retirement. I don't see how you live. All right. You got to be on a path to make more than $95,000. Now, most of my employees don't make that much, but there's the ability for them to make that much here. And if they really want to do these things, they can get to it. So I think you got to look at your pay, folks. At Grunder Landscaping Company, we offer a very competitive pay wage. It is above fair. It's relative to the market we work in. We spend a lot of time. We know what Amazon people make. We know what people that work in restaurants make. We have a pretty good idea what our competition in the green industry in Dayton, Cincinnati pays. Okay, so we know that. We know we're in the ballpark. You got to be in the ballpark. And here's where the great differentiator is. Along with that, at Grunder here, we have performance bonuses for our operations and administrative teams with uncapped commission plans for our sales team. They're uncapped. All right. This helps us attract top talent and it keeps our team from being recruited away from us. There are people that think if they get someone from Grunder, it's going to change their company. If you get someone away from us, they're going to help you, but they're not going to help you near as much as they can help all of us here working together. So we stress teamwork. I just think it's important for you to think this through. And these are some tips. No matter what size you are, you got to be offering competitive pay. And I know when I was 30 years old and I had 15 employees or 20 employees, whatever I had, it was hard for me to compete with the big boys. I had to figure out. So you go. And I understand that because I know what you're thinking. You don't have deep pockets. And here's what I'd say to that. Look at what turnover is costing you. How much efficiency are you losing when you go to retrain crews? What are you having to do because you don't have somebody there that can do it? And how more effective could you be with someone else? How upset are your clients or stopping service because of quality issues? It's not just the wage, folks. Generally speaking, in life, you pay more, you get more. And these are real costs that can be attributed to high turnover at your organizations. They're little drips, things you might not have to endure if you raised wages. You may need to increase your prices to increase the wages. I get that. And I have found that most of our clients at Grunder Landscaping, when we explain this to them, they understand that and why. So I do think compensation is an important part of that. It's a challenge. If you're looking for some help, I strongly recommend one of our peer groups. Get in there, because we're teaching and we're empowering owners and leaders of landscaping companies to take their pay rates to a different level, but we're showing them how to do that. It's not just about paying more. You got to get more if you're going to pay more. We'll help you understand how you can get more. On the benefit side, you know, this is difficult. You got a 22-year-old employee that can stay on his parents' health insurance, not necessarily concerned about benefits. I get it. But you know what? When that same person turns 26 and is off their parents' insurance and is thinking about a family, those benefits are going to be very, very important. And we firmly believe here at Grunder Landscaping Company that offering benefits allows us to retain key team members, because our company can support them in every phase of life. One of my favorite things for someone we're interviewing to ask is to ask about our benefits, asking about insurance, what's included for the family. Do you have a 401k? What's your vacation plan? I love that. You know why? Because that's somebody that's looking beyond today. That's somebody that sees a career path. And speaking of career paths, you've got to be talking about career paths and goals, and you got to be communicating those career paths and setting goals for all of your members of your team that helps show where their role is if they stick in their role. Our mission statement is to create opportunities for our team to grow and succeed by enhancing the beauty and value of every client's property while exceeding their expectations every step of the way. That's not just lip service, folks. We are very content and content wouldn't be the right word. We are very, very focused on creating opportunities for our team. In fact, this morning in a leadership team, we were discussing a young lady that we were considering hiring, but we have four people inside the company that we think we can offer the role to and they would accept. We're trying to figure out which of the four would be the best one. We will always, and this is something new in the last 5 years, we've done such a good job of growing. We need people. We have opportunities for them, okay? And we want to promote from within first. That gives your people, when they come into a new company and you say, hey, there's Joe over here. He started out working on the crew. Now he runs the whole department. And that's Brent over there. He used to run the department. Now he's our top salesperson. These are things that go and they move your company forward and they make somebody see a career path. So again, we're going to promote from within constantly and consistently. And those things matter. They now tell a great story. All right. What's most important with career paths and goals, folks, is following through on the promises. We had Barrett Chow from McFarland Stanford, one of our peer group facilitators on the Grow Show. He said that he often told somebody he didn't have an opportunity for them that would match the offer they got from another company, and that he thought it would be best if they went there. But listen, when you go there, get better and keep in touch, because we might have an opening in the future. And Barrett said, Marty, I can't tell you how many times that person came back and they had learned a lot and we were able to put them in another role that we had an opening for. So listen, folks, it's a process. If I'm going to be blunt with you, we weren't always good at this and we're still learning, okay? We weren't very good at career paths because our company wasn't growing. And so we didn't have any opportunities to promote our team into. Mike Rory, my mentor, who I hope is watching this. Mike, hello, buddy. Love you very much. And for all the mentoring that you've given this friend of yours, he said something to me 10 years ago that has stuck. He said, Marty, the best reason to grow a company is you have so many good people, they're pushing you. And if you don't grow the company and create opportunities for them, they're going to leave. They're going to quit. And when he first said that to me 10 plus years ago, it didn't really register. It finally registered about 7 years ago and I saw it. So we have changed our mindset. And growth each year is mandatory, folks, because it enables us to create opportunities for our team. So I hope the words that I had to say here on training, and I hope the words here on the career path and the other things, I hope we made an impact on what you're doing here. And I hope you'll watch for your November issue of Landscape Management Magazine, and you'll see our playbook shrink wrapped inside it, and you'll rip it out and you'll spend a couple hours poring over it. I know if you give it a shot, you're going to love it. And by all means, reach out to us with your comments and your suggestions So when we do this again next year with the Landscape Pros Playbook, it's even better. Okay, that's going to do it, folks, for this week's edition of The Grow Show, powered by Steel. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help us, share this episode with your team or any landscape pro you know. Take out your phone right now and text it to them. Thanks for joining us on The Grow Show this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Join Marty Grunder and the Grow Group team for the annual event for Landscape Pros. Grow 2026 will be held on February 10th through 12th, 2026 in Dallas, Texas, and feature a behind-the-scenes tour of complete land sculpture alongside breakout sessions diving deeper into the topics we cover each week on The Grow Show. Early bird pricing ends on November 1. Register this month to lock in the best rate.